Let me read an email that we got.
I know.
This woman says, this is a real email, Nard. I saved this. I wasn't going to read it today.
Oh, man.
But she said, could you guys please just get rid of Nard?
No.
Or at least not let him talk about or date women. Because his stories that he talks about make me physically ill.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I have prevented him from dating now.
As a woman that listens to your show, the stories where Nard talks about getting it on with women make me violently ill. I don't know how any woman would ever want to date him after the stories that he tells.
We're working on that.
He is the lowest quality man I've ever heard on radio.
Right. Wow, she's really just going in.
She loves me.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she's got that much to say about me.
No.
I'm living rent-free in her head.
I think she's appalled by you.
Yeah.
No, she loves me.
I don't think so.
I want to.
I'm not getting that.
Say that I think Derek and you and Chris and your phone person are very sweet guys.
Oh.
You guys
that's nice.
Are very funny. You make me laugh.
Yeah.
This new guy that you have on there does not make me laugh.
She knows my name. She's playing hard to get.
And makes me physically ill.
Yeah.
When he talks about doing stuff with women. And I was just wondering, does he have to be on the show? Or is this something that is temporary? How long will he be on? I don't know how much longer I will be able to last listening to your guys' show if he continues to talk about doing things with women.
I mean, I talked about how I had sex with my ex all the time.
Yeah,
no one had a problem with that.
Because you were in a relationship, I think this woman just doesn't like the idea of how you talk and discuss things that you do with random women.
I'm relating to people.
I'm going to give you my honest opinion. This is what I think, Nard.
Yeah?
I think...
So I just got to act like I've never had sex?
Come across really, really gross and douchey, your character that you're bringing to the table now. Whereas you used to be like a sweet, lovable, cheer, rah, 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 this guy on. He's the underdog. But now you think you're Captain Cool.
I don't think it doesn't
resonate with the audience. They don't want to hear Mr.
Cool.
So
I'm not supposed to talk about my sex life at all.
I think it's in the way. You could talk about maybe your mishaps with your sex life. You know, your goofy moments. But when you're talking about how you have a 10-incher and you're just slaying it and all these women are satisfied and
confidence.
All this stuff. Yeah, not with our show. You can't.
Why?
Yeah, sorry. I mean, just listen.
You gotta leave your confidence at the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, Derek. I mean, let's go around the room.
Yes,
what do you think?
We leave our confidence at the door.
Right.
Like, what do you think, Derek? What do you think of Nard's 2024 character?
I think I haven't done anything to really help him. I think I've made him sound really gross because I've told the truth, and that's on me.
Yeah.
All
right,
I'm going to take some blame for that.
All right, Chris.
I've told a lot of bad Nard stories that Nard probably wouldn't tell himself that have made him look really bad.
I'll give you an example. Chris talked about, which is funny, Chris talked about he likes to watch men that wear bear masks get it on a porn. Like, that's a hilarious thing. I've never heard of that.
I didn't mean for that to be
funny. Chris talked about how he had a deal with his wife that he would finally get to crack the back door if... she did it to him first in a pegging situation. That's just funny.
Again, not funny.
And you know what I mean? It's super funny. So I think people want those moments from you instead of you just talking about,
Then that would be random horse.
What? See, there's the problem. I
guess.
He just
doesn't understand.
Let's go to Anna.
Okay, just be quiet. If you don't understand, just be quiet.
Yes, Anna.
Yeah, I want to comment on what you're reading.
Yes.
Nard is the best one of the show. You can ask every other caller.
There's a Nard lover.
Yeah, he's the best one on the show. Ma'am, I just read an entire email
that says she has a different opinion.
She's disgusted by him.
He's the best one on the show.
Because he's the best one of the show.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Billy's like, I just read an email, ma'am.
Ma'am,
it says
now
that he's
that
not.
He's back,
no, ma'am, we were destroying everybody in the ratings without him for 5 years straight, like record ratings.
Yeah.
Our ratings went up without him, ma'am. I can show you the proof.
We have the data.
Yeah, we have the data. Chris, you've seen the data. Ratings were through the roof without Nard.
The greatest of the show.
Yeah, but ma'am.
And they're through the roof with him.
Yeah, they are.
I mean.
What do you mean? What?
I mean.
He's the best
that's
one of
debatable.
The show.
Debatable.
I remember when
they
he
haven't
wasn't
gone
around,
up.
It was all like...
That's a plus.
It was hilarious. Without him, it was super funny. I don't know what show you're listening to.
Yeah, it must be a different
one. He's super funny. I just love I just love that guy.
I love you too.
Keep up the good work. Keep
Hold on. I got to even find out if you're in the demo.
Oh, gosh.
Hold on. How old are you?
Oh.
What?
That's rude to ask her.
You're how much?
I'm 62. I've been rocking since I was 11 years
old. Yeah, that's the problem.
I do like that, though.
She's been rocking.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I like that.
That's the problem.
Guys, she doesn't even count the demo.
She demoed out,
You'd be surprised how many listeners love Nart.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I would definitely. Be very surprised.
Keep up the good work, Nart.
All right, keep up the good work. All right, thank you, Anna. I wish your vote counted.